Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The United States Postal Service is going to intentionally slow down the mail. Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1 to 3 day service standards to 1 to 5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United States beat out China in the gold medal count at the Tokyo Olympics. Final count was 39-38. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming. And the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members had actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I'll tell you, J.C. Church, I've known from a distance for a while, and we had a chance to meet face-to-face here recently. And I got to tell you, it's just like this was one of those, you know, special, we call them in the faith, divine appointments, where God brings two brothers together that are joined in such a dynamic manner that you know instantly it's real special. And this is how I felt when JC and I were able to sit down and talk about many things of faith, our culture, our families, and he's here with us now. He's the National Director of Ministry Engagement with the Family Research Council, founder and lead pastor of Victory and Truth Ministries. JC, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, my dear friend. It truly is an honor to be with you today. Thank you for your incredible work.
Well, you know, thank you for you. I mean, you are all over the place encouraging pastors. And one big takeaway that I got the other night in your speech there was you said the world at its worst needs a church at its best. And I'll tell you, that rung so true for me, because that is the call. I mean, I had this vision of Jesus, you know, in the book of Revelation, walking amongst the seven lampstands and giving a warning to the churches then, as it's appropriate to this day, because he says, if you have ears to hear, then listen up, so to speak, right?
Oh, there's no question about it, my friend. This is a day that I believe the Holy Spirit is using people like you and others to really sound the alarm. I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, what do you think the difference is now today than when you started preaching 35 years ago? Well, what we preached 35 years ago, we were talking about things that were going to come to pass. Right now, while we're preaching them, they're coming to pass.
Exactly.
And so, you know, reading the news and reading the Bible, you can lay them side by side as you see the prophetic reality. So it's an alarming time. It's a time to warn people. I believe that on a global basis, some of the global birth pains are preparing the church, and a loving, caring God is trying to get the attention of his church and people at large.
JC, do you think that the church as a rule is missing the point that, first of all, the church was instituted by Jesus himself? I mean, clearly, he is passionate about what he constructed and its intent and mission, isn't he?
Well, he bled and died to birth the church, and so he cares deeply about the church as well as sinners. You know, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So there's no doubt that the church is in, I believe, a moment right now Bill, of a thinning the herd, if you will. As I travel the country, I think the true and the false is being separated, and the issues of compromise on the moral madness of the day is what's thinning that herd. I mean,
yes.
If we believe God is God, and this is the absolute, unadulterated, God-inspired word, then these are the instructions. These are boundaries for blessings, not bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question that there's a separation taking place as it relates to who he is and what he said.
What is the critical question or measure that churches should pause for a moment, have a Salem moment, and really consider? Because here we are, you know, like you said, the world at its worst needs a church at its best. I believe that terminology had to come from the throne room, JC, that God had given you that language, because I believe the church, again, Jesus' passion for people, and he instituted the church to minister to those that would be called by his name. Did he not?
Well, yeah, God uses people. Satan uses people. God uses people. The church is the instrument, born-again Christians, flesh, that the Holy Spirit is working through. God uses people to bless people. And this is a moment that we must be torchbearers of truth. We are currently the salt and light to the world. And you can see the moral madness, and what I mean by that is when you look at the church and say, how should the church respond, and what is the church really doing, and what is the acid test, if you will. Yeah, there are several issues. Where do we stand on the issue of life, for example? And what I mean by that is the moral issues, Bill, have been hijacked politically to the point that we have preachers and churches who think they're political when, in fact, they're moral at their very nature. Mm-hmm. There's not a pastor listening and not a member, anyone in your listening audience that attends a church that has not sat Sunday after Sunday and heard the word preached that wasn't moral in its nature.
Yes.
And so we've been deceived in that sense. And so I think some of the acid test is your church and pastor speaking biblically to the issues of the day, irregardless of them being considered political because they've been politicized?
And again, if we're going to get on track and align with God, then our prayers need to go up as a sweet offering incense to God, to rise up, to ascend to God, to ask God for wisdom, to, you know, support our pastors, to, you know, because you may see things that are very bothersome in your church, and you have a choice. You can get upset and leave, or the reason that God is opening your eyes and your ears to hear and see is because, you know, your pastor needs reinforcement. He needs prayer. He needs encouragement that comes from God, does he not?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. This is the most pressure-packed time in the history of being a pastor, I believe, in our nation. And as I often say, pressure doesn't kill you, it reveals you.
Mm.
So when you see pastors and faith leaders under pressure, understand that I think there are two dynamics going on in their life. Number one, a revealing of whether there is a fear of God or not. And I think some of our clergy fear man more than they fear God. And there's not much we can do about that. I can't give anybody a drink that gives them courage.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this fear element that we need to pray for. Then secondly, I think that some of our pastors step back from some of the issues for a fear of not knowing those issues. And that's what we do at FRC with our Biblical Worldview Center, some of the resources we have to help come along and support them. So I would say pray for your pastors, support them, encourage them, and make sure they have the resources on things that they need so that they aren't fearful of the issues and are properly biblically equipped to address those issues. But the pressure is real, and here's why. Pastors, I believe, are the last best hope for America, utilizing their influence and properly helping their people grow and understand the need for engagement and how that we can rebuild the values and virtues that always bring victory to a people. I think that if you look at the money and the media and the craziness on the far left, and our last best hope, our pastors, and when I hear guys say that, said, you know, I still am a pastor. I'm in my pulpit every Sunday morning. He's like, hey, thanks for the pressure, you know. But you know, the reality is we're here for such a time as this, and God has always had an oil for every generation. So God is on the throne, and we're not in despair, nor are we totally, and we're not totally defeated by any stretch of the imagination.
Certainly not without hope and not without power. J.C. Church is with us, the National Director of Ministry Engagement at the Family Research Council. We've got more from J.C. after the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, I love the encouragement. arrangement of this song, for many, just like my old friend would say that, it may be Friday and it may look all doom and gloom and that all is lost. But, Sunday's just around the corner and it's coming. J.C. Church is with us, appropriately titled. I mean, who would think that a pastor's name would be J.C. Church? And I was thinking about this, J.C., because I had a friend. He was a doctor in Pomona, California, and a dentist. And his name was Dr. Toothaker. And so Dr. Toothaker, as a dentist,
wow,
is very appropriate, huh? And
J.C.
Church, I, better yet, you trumpet. I love this. And J.C. is the National Director of Ministry Engagement with the Family Research Council. He's talking to, hundreds if not thousands of pastors across the country. He has a heart for pastors. He's a pastor himself. And he knows the battle that they're fighting. J.C., we talk about the pressure that pastors, we hear about, suicide amongst veterans and, law enforcement and, even teens today. But sadly, there's a suicide of pastors happening as well because of the immense pressure.
Well, it's tremendous, Bill. It really is. I think what's happened slowly over the last few decades is we have ripped and stripped God from the fabric of our country, from the consciousness of our nation. The open season on anything that is godly or good has created more of a pressure vacuum for pastors to respond. Now, you throw in COVID the last 18 months, the mental meltdowns our people are having, the anxieties, the depression. I, as a pastor, have seen it for the last 18 months at a record we never have had. We've had junior high children in this part of Ohio where I pastor who've committed suicide. I mean, the fears are amazing. And when you strip the foundation of faith away, a foundation of fear takes its place. And so what we have is, whether it's educational leaders, political leaders, spiritual leaders, their decisions are being made from a foundation of fear.
Yeah.
And that always leads itself to conditioning, which ultimately ends up in control. Mm-hmm. So for pastors to respond, I actually have had 3 text messages from my own members in the last 24 hours stating, if they do not take a mandated vaccine by a certain day, they will be fired. So my point being, it creates for pastors, people look to pastors for all types of answers and direction, and it's almost like they almost feel like they got to be an expert at a little bit of everything. So you're right, it's a pressure-packed moment, but it's one that we've got to answer the call for. We're here, and God's on our side, and we need to work closer together and help serve our pastors, which is what's on my heart.
Well, and this is what dovetails with what you were saying earlier, and that is the idea that pastors are supposed to be the end-all and be-all. That's not the way it's supposed to be. There are many support networks available, like the Family Research Council and what you're offering to these pastors. That, look, if you're confronted with something that you don't know, that you're not an expert in, that's okay. That's a good thing, because what's coming to light here is that you need to be connected with somebody who is, that can come alongside and support you, and pray that God would bring that divine connection to you that's going to fit perfectly into your body, because and I say the body of Christ that you're in charge of, because after all, this is Jesus' very own construct, the church that can, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So, we just don't know sometimes what we don't know. And when we, are so self-focused and put this additional pressure, as you refer to, unnecessarily upon ourselves, then we start misserving the people that that are here in the church, in the body that we're responsible for, don't we?
Well, yeah. I think it's taking ownership. I would say to your listeners as well as pastors that, as a pastor, to say to our congregants at this moment in time, I'll say this as lovingly as I can, we need to grow up. Mm. We need to grow up. We cannot allow our pastors to feel like babysitters and nursery directors. They have got to answer this call to rise up. We're called to win souls, make disciples, and I believe raise up cultural warriors.
Yes.
And if every listener could really take very, very serious and own their spiritual development. Bill, we're living in a country now that only 6% of the people in our country have a biblical worldview. According to George Barna, recent research shows that 44% believe that Jesus sinned when he was on the earth. 41% do not believe the Bible is trustworthy. 71% believe that they are good. So you throw a pastor into this mix of dealing with fear, dealing with tyranny, dealing with government overreach. The church literally is facing its biggest challenge right now. And the Bible says we're called to contend for the faith, but I believe we don't have to be contentious, mean, rude, nasty, or angry. We need conviction, we need compassion, and we need courage to stand for truth so that we can effectively minister to our people. And nothing but the truth, the entire counsel of God's word, delivered to an open heart and to a nation will get us back on course and bring freedom to our hearts.
Yeah, the cultural lie that's been acceptable for the past recent decades, and you pointed this out the other night, you said that, to accept the things we cannot change. And you added an important follow-up sentence, and I want people to hear this. Not to accept the things you cannot change, but change the things that you can't accept. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely. Well, we're taught just accept the things you can't change. And no, I believe there's got to be something rise up in you. When you see the threats to our freedom, there's no question. We're in a moment in time that, and I'll say it again, conditioning leads to control.
Right.
And we must rise up while we have a moment and say, I'm not going to accept the things I cannot change. I'm going to change what I cannot accept. And the challenge is this. We cannot escape on Sunday morning for an hour or two looking only for convenience and comfort. Mm-hmm. It is high time that we understand following Christ, being a follower of Christ, is different than a fan of Christ, and we are to count the cost. That this there's a cost to standing and battling with the spiritual forces of darkness. And I'm reminded of George Washington, who made an incredible statement. He said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light.
Amen.
And we cannot hide. We have the answer, Bill, for those you refer to who are struggling mentally, struggling with drugs. We have the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. It is the truth of God's word.
Amen. And as you said, we are being conditioned. This was my point over the weekend. Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen had sent out a tweet. It was actually a Facebook posting saying that he was rather confused with all the different, recommendations back and forth, the CDC, Joe Biden and that. And I mentioned, I said, well, what concerns me most of all is just the preconditioning here, that we're being forced to do something, that it's being mandated in such a way to where, people's jobs, just like you said, are hanging in the balance. This sounds like a lot of the a precursor, to the mark of the beast here. And, and I spoke with an attorney, Thomas Renz, and I said, I cannot do the vaccine on religious, basis, on religious conscience, based on the fact that, which I thought there was at least one of the vaccines, JC, that didn't utilize aborted fetal tissue. Or cells, or, I'm not a scientist, but there's a specific term. But in fact, all three utilized aborted fetal cells information. So I'm sorry, on religious grounds, I cannot accept the vaccine. I am naturally immunized because I got the virus, and my doctor says that my immunity is stronger as a result of naturally receiving the virus as opposed to being vaccinated. So why do you want to take medicine you don't need?
Hear, hear. I agree with you. Absolutely. We're always talking about following the science. I think we need to have serious science and understand it.
Well, God is in charge of all science, isn't he?
Yep.
Last time I checked.
Yes, he is.
JC Church, we'll leave it there. I look forward to hearing back from you again.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday, a coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love
well,
it.
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'll try not to cry, but no problem.
I'll tell you, what a sweet spirit. Tamara Mensah-Stock, gold medalist in wrestling, Dr. Wilfred Riley, certainly a highlight of the Olympics, no doubt.
Yeah, I think it was. I cheer for all American athletes in general. I like to see people successful. But I do think this was a cute patriotic moment where someone just was asked about the country and said, obviously, I like it. You know, I'm a gold medaling Olympian. I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of my performance. And I do think that's healthier, not only as a way to behave, but as a focus for the media than all of these athletes that have, you know, talked at length about their struggles and so on and then finished 11th. So it was good to see.
Yeah, exactly. In contrast to some of the other stuff, I'll tell you, for people that have been donors of the Olympics and have support the team, this was a welcome soundbite, you know, from Japan. And congratulations to her and all the other Olympic champions. This is just one of the many great stories that traditionally come out of the Olympics that I think that all Americans look forward to, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I like the patriotism. I also will say, maybe male under 40. I'm not the most sentimental guy in the world. I mean, when I watch an Olympic event, something like track, my real focus is who wins gold, silver, and bronze. You know, and I'd prefer that to be an American, if not maybe someone from an allied country like Britain. So that's really the focus. It's nice to see things like this, but in general, all of the background stuff, how the Olympians feel about the country, especially if it's negative, you know, some of these stories like, you know, the pitcher for the U.S. softball team was born with no hands. I'm making that up. But none of that is as important to me as how the competition actually works out. But with that said, given all the criticism we've heard and all the people pulling out of events and so on, I mean, it was nice to see this.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Wilfred Riley, he is the author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But we've got to talk about this COVID variant. You had been tweeting out the last couple of days regarding this variant, especially that is identified just in time to prevent a normal election in 2022. You said, will we have an edgily appropriate name like the German variant or the Peloponnesian variant? I mean, we'll go the whole alphabet just so long as it gets us to 2024. Huh?
Well, that was quote unquote a joke, but I noticed that we keep identifying these new COVID variants. So every couple of weeks, a couple of months, there's another discussion about masking or lockdowns. I mean, we both know how politics works, especially when one party is in pretty dominant charge. So I hypothesized that we might see a new COVID variant pop up just in time to, you know, extend these by-mail voting procedures and so on for 2022. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happens. And obviously right now, I mean, is it Delta? You know, the conversation is that if you were vaccinated, if you did go and get the jab, that's not enough. You should put your mask back on because of the Delta variant. And a lot of this, to me, kind of borders on the nonsensical. I mean, for anyone listening that hasn't checked this data out, COVID deaths are at their lowest level ever. I mean, they're at their lowest level since March of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suspect that as long as people are willing to respond to this, everything that medically does happen, for example, the stigma variant, so on down the line, is going to be major national news, at least till the media finds something to replace COVID.
Exactly. Well, no doubt that, unfortunately, this whole COVID deal has become such a political issue that, you know, common sense has almost been ignored here, Dr. Riley.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the things that I've said throughout COVID-19, and I'll repeat this because I think I was right, if you look at the numbers from Sweden or from Ron DeSantis's Florida, so on, but a basic point is that there's a level of risk in life. When COVID was at its worst, pre-vaccination that year, because you count deaths year by year, it's important to keep that in mind, there were about 350,000 Americans lost, and that's accepting the government's numbers, average age about 82. Not that those people matter less than anyone else. But that wasn't the leading cause of death that year. It was number four, I believe, behind cancer, heart disease, accidents and incidents. If you put those together as a category of medical error and so on in there. And now we have a vaccine for COVID-19. And I respect some people's reluctance around the jab and so on, but we've cut that COVID death rate to about a tenth of what it was between that and natural immunity.
Right.
So at some point, we have to bluntly stop worrying about this. I mean, when you look at diseases that are infectious and that kill 50 to 100,000 people every year, you're talking about influenza, pneumonia, probably TB. You're talking about AIDS. We've almost forgotten that. You know, the sexual killer. So at some point, we have to take the two face masks off and just go back to the job site. And I think we're about at that point. But COVID-19, frankly, has been a ratings bonanza for the media. I mean, it's been something that the political parties have been able to debate, and I think the Dems in some cases have exploited. There's a lot of reluctance to let that happen. And if you talk to friends that are executives in broadcast media or anything along those lines, I mean, you'll hear that reluctance. Mm-hmm. So I think until people start turning off the TV and saying, no, I'm going to Disney World, we're going to keep finding these variants. I mean, we've already heard about the Colombian variant. Keeps you awake here. We've already heard about the Sigma variant. So this may go on for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you said, you know, it's the old axiom, you can follow the money. Who's getting rewarded in all this? I mean, political figures are being rewarded. The scientists have been elevated to godlike status.
Well, I do think that normally, if you're a doctor for the government and you're not a heart surgeon, you're sort of the nerdy little guy who's approving technical procedures for the FDA or something like that, you don't get a lot of what I would have called shine as a high school athlete. I mean, you're a bureaucrat. You're a person that does good, honorable work, but that's not really known. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when we took in particular, I mean, we all know who we're talking about. When we took in particular Dr. Fauci and we said, well, this guy is the symbol of America's fight against disease, and people started painting their houses green and hanging up pictures of this guy like he was St. Dismas and so on. I mean, as a human, especially as a man, I think it would be very hard for you to resist that and then to go back to normalcy. So, yeah, I mean, right now we're going through kind of the end of the pandemic, you know, lap with the flag around your shoulders. We're congratulating the pharmaceutical companies. We're congratulating the medical men. And at some point, it's got to be time for them to stand down and leave the stage. But I think right now we're in kind of the period of reluctance where people are saying things like, well, no, we can't stop doing these interviews and we can't stop wearing these masks until, you know, what is it now? The young children, all of the young children have been inoculated. It's unfair to put them at risk. This will go on for as long as we allow it. The total number of children under 4 to die from COVID-19 during the entire pandemic, if I have my stats correct, they usually do is 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So at some point, normalcy has to return. And right now what we're seeing is the struggle about when that will be, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they keep stretching this out, Will. I mean, we're going for actual numbers, now percentages. So let's not talk real numbers. Let's just use, and you know what you can do with percentages, you know? And you're exactly right. It's just got to get to that point where the people say, enough here. I think this is happening already. I mean, look at the reaction of the mama bears across the country. Yes, on CRT, but also on mask wearing. They've had it with their kids being masked up because they're looking at the numbers that you are looking, that you and I are looking at. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, then we got this silliness going on at the border where you've got, thousands of people, going through that are COVID infected. This is absurd, you know.
Well, I think that this is my next upcoming article, probably for Newsweek, but it's about what I call the rule of exceptions, which is that in the American middle class for the past couple of years, this began a little before COVID, actually, you've been seeing these very strict, very precise rules. And at first, ordinary American taxpayers were inclined to say, okay, I'll go along with it. I see the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, and let's focus specifically on COVID, the problem has been the massive sweeping exceptions. So right now, the pitch from the government is essentially, well, we have to go back to being cautious again, probably masking, we're considering a lockdown. But the thing that's pissing people off, bluntly, is that there are these huge exceptions to the rule, like Lollapalooza took place in Chicago.
Yes, exactly.
So the massive, big city, mostly left-leaning festivals have all gone on. I mean, Live on the Decks took place. Right. The border is a major issue. I mean, we're not, as I understand, COVID testing at the border. That could be wrong. We're definitely
got to go to break.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Riley is our guest, the associate professor at Kentucky State University, author of Hate Crime Hoax and the $50 million question. His writings have been featured in Commentary, Quillette, U.S. Today, The Washington Times, as well as the Academic Questions, and, of course, his latest book, Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But probably there needs to be an addendum, the next version of Taboo, because we've got more facts and more things that we can't talk about. I know that one of the things that seems to be tapped down these days, Dr. Riley, is vaccine hesitancy amongst minorities. And, you know, very little is said, particularly about blacks, what they have gone through, and which could be, you know, from a traditional standpoint, just in terms of anecdotal, you know, storytelling down through the years of what happened to grandparents when they trusted the government to get vaccinated and not all went so well. And then they wonder right now in today's 21st century America, after all this experience, why there's hesitancy amongst minorities who have been abused at the hands of the vaccinators.
Yeah, I mean, I read recently, I don't know if this is still true, but the most vaccine hesitant group and the least likely to trust the government was Native Americans, mm-hmm. which is almost funny when you think about it. I mean, there obviously is some reason for that. Also, without excuses, when you look at the black community, vaccine hesitancy doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with, for example, awareness of the Tuskegee experiment. That's been checked a couple of times. There just seems to be a generalized dislike of the government among a fair number of minorities, or white Southerners as well. But the point is, almost data aside, yeah, this is another one of those things you're not supposed to talk about. Every couple of days we see a story, you know, headline something like unfortunate, you know, vaccine reluctance among Republicans puts nation at risk. The reality is that whites, including white Republicans, are the group most likely to get vaccinated. Then you've got Latinos, then you've got blacks, and then you've got natives. Every minority group is less vaccinated than almost every white group. So this actually, just quickly, is a phenomenon you see pretty often. When you look at anything from rates of fairly serious crime like DWI or spousal abuse to, you know, vaccination rates themselves, to something positive, like military participation. Quote unquote, rednecks have pretty much the same set of behaviors as Black or Latino Americans, but it's sort of only okay to talk about them or to criticize them in the case of the first group. And we're seeing this pattern again. There's extreme vaccine reluctance among minorities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the bottom line is, I mean, even with our kids, Dr. Riley, there has been such a breakdown in the trust of our institutions. You know, this is all part and parcel, and this contributes to it. And this is of the government's own doing. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're still trying to figure out for sure, you know, if we, you know, experienced a legitimate 2020 election. That gray cloud, like it or not, still hovers over, you know, over the environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that the election debate is an interesting one. Obviously, the fact that many people feel justified or not that the election may have been stolen or at very least was questionable, I think that second point is real. Obviously, yeah, that affects how people. That's an interesting point. That, of course, that affects how people feel about the government. But I think that there are two things that the ordinary taxpayer is feeling here. The first is something people think all the time, which is, you know, the government lawyers, they're not necessarily as good as people in business or industry. The government has confidence questions. Mm-hmm. People have thought that for as long as there's been a government. I think that there is a second newer point here that we just discussed before the break, which is the idea of, okay, some of this might make sense, but why are there all these exceptions to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why is there brutally consistent COVID testing to go to work if you're unvaccinated, unless you're sneaking across the border? You know, why is it forbidden still in some of the major cities to gather in groups of more than 50? Barack Obama just shut down his birthday party, unless you're throwing a giant left-leaning rave or festival and there are 500,000 people at law. You know, just so on down the line, why is it okay to talk about vaccine reluctance unless the person who's reluctant is Black or Latino or, you know, of Indian extraction? So a lot of people are noticing this and sort of thinking, well, this doesn't all fit together. I mean, you're being so precise with me that you're asking me to wear a mask at home. This happened yesterday. No one's going to do it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, we have the outdoor raves going on. Maybe there's something that's at play more than just trying to fight the virus. I think in addition to questioning governmental competence, a lot of people are starting to have that second line of thought, like, a la, what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially when they bring up this idea, us against them. You know, it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And then, oh, let's not talk about the people who are part of the herd immunity. Naturally, they've contracted the virus. They've been healed. And the debate between doctors, which is interesting because it doesn't go very far. I think the general consensus, at least from the doctors that I'm speaking with, and hopefully I'm not in some sort of silo here because I think I try to stay out of it. But what I'm hearing from most doctors, their general consensus is that if you've contracted COVID, the defenses of your natural immunity are actually more effective than the vaccine. But that's not entered into the debate here.
Yeah, I think that there are two very critical points from kind of the mainstream conservative camp that have just been ignored here. And these aren't, quote-unquote, crazy anti-vax points, although I don't think vaccine reluctance, we're talking about a new jab, is crazy. Mm-hmm. But the two points would be, one, what about the treatment of COVID?
Yes.
I mean, we've seen a great deal of research that does indicate that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so on work pretty well. What are we doing with people who get COVID, including the many people who get COVID after they've been vaccinated?
Exactly.
Is there any treatment other than maybe you need a booster vaccine? Because I don't see logically why there wouldn't be. And the second question is what you just said. If you've already just been infected, which is something like 34% of the U.S. population, do you then need the vaccine and the booster and so on down the line? And there really is no logical reason why you would.
Right.
So, I mean, those are a couple of different health decisions. Like, I encourage people to protect other people. Like, this is dangerous for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
But level one, and again, this is my understanding from my physician. I'm not a doctor. But level one, if you've had COVID, you probably are already protecting others.
Mm-hmm.
There's no particular reason to think you don't have natural immunity. And level two, if you decide to take, say, a full course of ivermectin, which costs a couple bucks at the pharmacy, that definitely affects the logic of whether you should go through and get a two-stage vaccine. So the total reluctance to discuss this stuff, I think at some level is just based on a lack of trust. Mm-hmm. The assumption is that unless you can see that vaccine passport, someone might just lie and say, oh, I'm taking ivermectin or something like that, get into nightclubs. You can understand that, but at the level of the individual health decision, I mean, those are very valid questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point now, yesterday it was reported that, and you knew this was going to come down the line, that you've got these, dark web businesses that are producing these vaccination cards. So, it wasn't going to take long, to circumvent. That's going to happen. But you do, as far as, like you said, I think for the most part, the majority of Americans don't want to be a carrier. They want to be responsible. I think this whole process, we've upped our game hygienically. We're more conscious of washing our hands, socially distancing, things like that. I think that that's a good thing, especially around schools and even for parents, because, before COVID, the thing that always happened during flu season is parents had to go to work. Well, they knew they were sending their kid with sniffles and a temperature to school because they didn't have babysitters. Well, guess what? They're not doing that, quite so much these days, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to decide what to do going forward here. I mean, now when we're looking at COVID-19 deaths of 160 a day, I mean, the frank reality is that if you wanted to panic people, you could map out HIV or influenza and find more deaths to that almost every day, almost certainly cancer,
right.
Certainly, a whole bunch of things that are medical error for that matter. So, I mean, at some point we are going to have to break the COVID spiral. But, I mean, you raise an interesting point that, for example, people hygienically are behaving differently. So on. I really think that the key question with this is going to be how much behavior changes in the future. One thing that I hope doesn't happen and that I'm going to advocate for not happening is a return to panic about masking and distancing every flu season.
Yes.
Because if you talk to someone, especially on that political left, and you say it's just an obvious common sense fact, like, yeah, COVID is bad, but flu kills 70 to 120,000 people every year. It's widely known. Mm-hmm. You get in pneumonia, certainly that number. One of the things they'll immediately say is, okay, we should have been wearing masks all along.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see this argument really, really intensely this fall. Like, the first time COVID plus influenza deaths cross that 400 fall threshold you see with flu, mm-hmm. people are going to have masks back on. It's going to look a lot like East Asia for a while. The question is that sustainable?
Right, exactly. And you're exactly right. And there's already all kinds of pushback on that. Not forsaking our freedoms. And, by the way, what about those HIPAA laws, huh?
Yeah, I think that the not forsaking our freedoms point is very important because people act like the trade here is increased risk on the one hand and nothing on the other hand. No, the trade-off, the question is, are you willing to take an increased risk that's on the order of 400 over 400 million? That's the daily risk of a flu death or a COVID death now. Are you willing to take that risk in exchange for not wearing two face masks during blossom season or leaving your house? Like, there's something very substantial that a lot of these people are prepared to give up here.
Well, without a doubt, he is the associate professor at Kentucky State University, Wilfred Riley, author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And as you can gather, the facts are growing because of the dynamic nature and the fight for our freedoms here in this great country of ours. Dr. Riley, how can people be in touch with you?
I'm pretty easy to find if you Google my name, which is Wilfred Riley or Will Riley. I mean, you'll find my Facebook, Twitter, website, so on down the line. So I encourage people to do that.
Yeah, enter in on the conversation, get involved, and let's hear from you. Dr. Wilfred Riley, always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.